Thank you, Peter. We go back to the news, with reviews of the Norwich Theatre Royal Pantomime and the current production of the Maddermarket Theatre, and news of the Norwich Puppet Theatre. So we seem to be leaning towards artistic productions in this batch of items. But does the news that the Norwich and Great Yarmouth are to be the centre of 250 years of the circus fall within that description? Here's the story. Roll up, roll up. Norwich and Great Yarmouth are set to be at the centre of a national celebration marking the 250th anniversary of the circus next year. Norwich, in a joint bid with Great Yarmouth, is one of six places to be crowned Cities of Circus, and it will play a key role in the Circus 250 celebrations. The other places picked to be Cities of Circus are London, Bristol, Blackpool, Newcastle-under-Lyme and Belfast. Among the Norwich highlights will be circus-themed parades with a life-size elephant puppet winding through the streets as part of the Lord Mayor's celebration in July. There'll also be a big top circus festival in Chapelfield Gardens. Norwich City Council has successfully bid for £150,000 worth of funding from the Arts Council England to put on the City of Circus events, and more details will be revealed in the new year. Alan Waters, leaders of the Norwich City Council, said, "The Lord Mayor's celebration is the perfect showcase to celebrate 250 years of circus. The city has deep roots with its circus history, as was the birthplace of the famous 19th century black circus proprietor Pablo Fank. Meanwhile, in Great Yarmouth, the Hippodrome remains Britain's only surviving complete circus building, so we have much to contribute to the UK-wide efforts to mark the 2.5 centuries of all things circus."
The classic fairy tale set in Norbridge-on-the-Verge, in a Downton Abbey-style house, tells the age-old story of the baby cursed by a vengeful witch and later enchanted into a sleep that lasts 100 years. Performances are notably strong this year from everyone concerned. Lead vocals from Glenn Adamson as Timothy Norbridge and Elizabeth Carter as the titular Sleeping Beauty. Patience Midges were wonderful, and Stephen Godward as sleepwalking beauty Lord Teddy had a voice as rich as clotted cream. Derek Griffiths is a delight as Chalkwood the butler. The spectacularly cute panto babes from the Central School of Dancing and Performance Arts aside, and they are lovely, the real stars of the show are, of course, that force of nature in ridiculous frocks. My favourite was the fried breakfast apron with judiciously placed eggs. Richard Gauntlet as Mrs. Midges, the housekeeper, and the brilliant Ben Langley as Muddles Midges. Together, Gauntlet and Langley are the gold at the end of the pantomime rainbow. There are some truly superb standout moments. The Dowager singing about wanting to be rich, powerful and famous. The TARDIS spinning through time and space to rescue a princess. The bell-ringing monks, Mrs. Midges and Muddles in the water gardens, the stunning dancing skeletons, Greta the lawn mower, and in a sprinkling of sing-along songs, the gorgeous sets, the Ipswich and A11 jibes, and the wonderful effects, the orchestra and the costume, and you've got a spectacular show. I loved it. Oh, yes, I did.
The Wolves of Willoughby Chase at the Maddermarket Theatre, Norwich. Jez Pike directs this snow-filled children's adventure with great verve. The director of productions has only been part of the Maddermarket team for just over a year, but it's clear that, unlike the icebound characters in this play, he has firmly found his feet. No small achievement, considering the demands of this unique venue. It's a busy, creative mecca that gives expression to the talents of many fine actors not daft enough to give up the day job. The intimacy of the theatre suits storytelling very well, and Joan Aitken's classic children's tale fits the space to perfection. Of course, like all good yarns, it has wound its way through several versions. But there's always something special about live theatre, and the atmosphere created by Pike's production is as good as the best fireside storytelling. There's even a giant book on stage whose pages turn to reveal each scene. It's true that these characters owe more to pantomime than anything dreamed up in Aitken's original, but Russ Tunney's adaptation mostly sticks satisfyingly close to the text. As cousins Sylvia and Bonnie battle it out against the evil machinations of the wicked governess Miss Slycarp, they run the gauntlet of not only the wolves in the woods, but also the sly dealing of the wicked London lawyer Mr. Grimshaw.
A magical tale of love and bravery is set to entertain audiences at Norwich Puppet Theatre this Christmas. The Steadfast Tin Soldier is the venue's festive production, and it tells the story of a remarkable toy tin soldier who falls in love with a beautiful paper dancer. The whole show, which is based on the classic Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, is performed by puppeteer Paul Preston Mills. It runs from December the 21st to the 30th. Throughout the festive season, people can also follow a Christmas paper trail inspired by the Steadfast Tin Soldier. The trail around the cathedral quarter features artworks by local schoolchildren.
Dozens of students from across Norfolk channel the festive spirit at a Christmas service. More than 170 pupils from across the Inspiration Trust's 14 schools in Cromer, Great Yarmouth, Norwich, Lowestoft and Thetford took part in the event at Norwich Cathedral. The service included music from junior and senior choirs created for the event, a trust-wide orchestra and readings by pupils. The event, held on December the 14th, was attended by parents and local dignitaries, including the Lord Lieutenant of Norwich, Richard Dewson, and was organised by the Trust's Director of Music, John Stevens. Trust Chief Executive Dame Rachel D'Souza said, "We are passionate about giving children the opportunity to experience music, both playing and listening, and to do so in such an august building makes it all the greater. Being able to come together at Christmas is especially reflective of the spirit of the Trust, celebrating this special time as one family." Well, that's all from me, but Paddy's staying here until the end of part two, but not before I get to wish you a very happy Christmas and a splendid new year in 2018. Thank you and goodbye.